You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
Ano ba yung model coach?
The model coaching is you show them how to walk first, all right? Right posture, at saka yung pagdadamit na rin. Mm-hmm. Yun. So, and also, they have to be a good role model as well.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not just about walking and your attire, it's about of everything.
Kasi ang balita ko, Tutsi, as a model coach, marami ka na doon mga naipanalo. Na sabihin na ipanalo, you train them properly,
yes,
to become beauty holders.
That's
no?
Right. Yes. So,
lagpas na ba sa daliri yung mga bibiling sa daliri? Tsaka, sa
yung mga title holder ko, is one is from the supermodel. Her name is Crystal. And she was third runner-up supermodel. Mm. I coached her. And second one, I do males as well, just to let you know, which is Mitch. Mitch is Mr. Landscape International. Pinadala siya ni Tito Rock sa overseas in China. And he won second place. So, yeah. And then this is the last one. Nanalo siya as grand winner dito sa a recent beauty pageant in April. So, she's very young. She's very beautiful. And she got what it takes to win. So, she won. She already have it.
Okay.
I just boost her.
Is everyone trainable? O parang pagsasayo yan, palas na kaliwang paa? O kakatulad ng boses siya pagkanta? Kahit na mahilig ka sa pagkanta, yung pagkanta walang hilig sa'yo? Sa model coaching, ganyan din ba?
Pag lumalapit sa akin ng tao o mga bata na gusto nilang matuto, paglalakarin ko muna sila. Tinitignan ko kung ano yung kaya kong gawin para sa kanila. Siyempre, natutuwa ako kapag alam kong hindi na mahirap, di ba, na ayusin sila sa paglalakad nila, sa paggalaw nila. Pero kapag talagang mahirap, talagang mag-iisip ka. Iisipin mo mabuti kung ano ba to, paano ko ba gagawin to. Kasi meron talagang napakahirap talaga turuan. So, yeah, kahit sino pwede lumapit sa akin.
Give me 5 tips kung paano mag-improve o paano gumaling ang pagmamodel.
First is, so pagmamodel, I would talagang lagi kong sinasabi sa mga estudyante ko, wear heels all the time. Kasi yun yung pag naka-heels ka, talagang straight body ka, maganda yung posture mo pag naka-heels ka kasi mabagal kang kumilos. So kahit nagugas sila ng pinggan, kahit nag-study lang sila, kumakain, I recommend heels. And next,
di ba nakakalaki naman ng ano, parang sa calf, sabi nila, if you keep on wearing heels, eventually later on in your life, medyo may negative effect?
It's not necessarily. No, not really. Because I've been wearing heels all my life. And yeah, my legs are still okay. Wala lang. Hindi man ako nagkaroon ng muscles dun sa binting ganon. Yun, right posture. Yun ang pinaka straight body, right posture. And pagsasalita. So, pagsasalita na rin. Lalo na kapag karap ka ng maraming tao, you have to be prim and proper. Yeah, that's what I let them know. And yun, tsaka syempre, gusto ko yung attitude, yung makikinig sa akin. Kasi minsan yung anak ko, hindi nakikinig sa akin.
Ah, yung anak ko ba nagpamodel din? So, binugroom mo rin.
Oo, yung anak ko. Mahirap kasi kapag, you know, pag dalawa kayong mag-ina, syempre, hindi masyadong makikinig sa iyo yan. Minsan gusto niya yung sarili niya. Yan, si Jolene, ganyan yan. Pero pag yung mga estudyante ko, they listen to me. Talagang, I'm very, very strict.
Kasama ba sa model coaching mo yung always, you teach them how to answer questions? Pa? Kasi sa mga beauty
yes.
Budget, lagi may question
they always answer, they always ask me that. Tutsi, what do we do? What do we answer? Can we practice some question and answer? Yeah. Yes,
so, I do little tips din sa question and answer, sa Q&A. Anong mga, how do you answer a question?
What first, syempre, dapat isipin muna nila maigi. Take their time, i-absorb kung ano yung question.
Yeah.
And then, makakuha nila yung answer noon. Isipin nila muna mabuti. Like, it's only gonna take 5 seconds. Isipin muna nila. And then, they can answer the question. Hindi yung basta sasagot ka na lang ng sasagot na, you know, para lang mamasabi ka, hindi.
So yun yung pinaka-importante.
Yung pinaka-importante, absorb muna nila yung question.
Yung sabi mo, pag the way you deliver, kailangan medyo mabagal, maayos.
Mababagal, maayos, yes.
Once you get the crown, may mga things to do rin ba, things to remember din niya, kung sakasakaling manalo ka na, ano lang dapat gawin?
First is, kailangan nila talagang maging good role model. So, kailangan mong mag-ingat ka sa pagsasalita mo, sa mga tao, yung mga nakakausap mo, lalo mga chismis. Yan ang sinasabi ko sa kanila. Be careful of what you say to people. Palagi. At saka mga tao nakakaharap ninyo, alam niyo dapat yung mga sabihin niyo pag ang tao is ganito, you know, ganito dapat ang arte mo, yun ganun.
In my job here na Tutsi, marami na ako na interview mga contestants na they come to the studio habang pinopromote yung mga beauty contests and everything. Kadalas na tinatanong ko lagi sa bata, why did you join this competition, etc., etc. Ang lagi nilang sagot sa akin, eh, it helps in gain more confidence.
That's very true.
Nakakatulong ba talaga? Kumbaga, lifetime benefit, no? So, anong masasabi mo dito kung children join competition just to gain confidence?
It's very, very important na from a child, you know, magkaroon na sila talaga ng confidence sa sarili nila. And joining pageants and fashion show, really good, very, very good for the children to boost their confidence. Kasi haharap ka sa maraming tao, maraming mga, yung anak ko, nung nag-start yan, ayaw niya mag-model. Ayaw niya ng photoshoot, ayaw niya. Mahiyain siya. Pero ngayon, ayan na siya, ano na siya.
She came out of the shell.
Kahit saan gusto niya na ngayon sumali. Okay. What is the pageant, mom? What is the fashion show, mom? Ganun na siya ngayon. Hindi katulad dati na pinipilit ko pa siya.
Okay. Oh. And masayang-masaya ka for
Masayang-masaya ako for her kasi very confident siya. I can see her photoshoot and everything. She's really, really good.
Yung sinasabi naman nila as a mom to, hindi naman as a model coach. Sinasabi nila, parang yung bata daw is ine-exploit when you join all these competitions. Ano man papayo mo naman na to avoid being exploited yung mga bata?
Well, be careful on what they wear. Nasa age yun eh. So, kung magpa-fashion show ka, like, my daughter is just turned 18, or hindi lang sa daughter ko, sa mga ibang mga nagpa-fashion show, you know, don't wear too sexy if you're just like, you just turned 18. So, from, like, modeling starts, like, what, from 10? Yeah. Then to 18, I would say not too sexy. Yeah, but, you know, 19 to... They can choose what they want to wear. They can decide for themselves what they want to wear. It's not about exploitation. It's about, you know, sinashowcase mo, yung sinusuot mo, yung pina-fashion show mo.
Yeah, how about the grueling time? Among practice, everything. And that takes a toil, di ba? Sometimes on the health of the mga beauty pages, like practice, dito practice, and practice, and...
Oh, you mean they get tired?
Yeah, oh, parang ganun, in that sense, in-exploit ka, di ba? Oh, that's if part and parcel lang yan.
Yeah, if you wanna be a model, if you wanna be a beauty queen, you have to make time. That's, because with me, you know, I've been doing this for all these children, like, putting my time, my effort, my knowledge to it. Gusto namin, syempre, ganun din sila. So, I think it's not about exploitation. It's about helping them and, you know, and helping themselves to grow in this business.
Yes, to the last question, ano mapapayo mo sa mga mom para sa kanila kung if they want to encourage their children mag-model? Anong sasabihin mo sa mga mom?
Well, moms, just to let you know, there is something in your children siguro na hindi nyo pa alam. So, if you wanna boost their confidence, if you want them to be like on the show, fashion show, or, you know, sumikat yung mga anak ninyo. So, yeah, do beauty queen and fashion show. We're gonna have a lot of pageants and a fashion show. And my name is Tutsi. You can come to me.
Okay. And saan nga ba kukontak si Tutsi? Meron ka bang Facebook account or social media account?
Yeah, I only have my Facebook. Yep. It's open for everyone. It's not like a private one. So, yeah, my Facebook is... My first name there is IESTOOT, and then my surname is ASERON. Okay. So that's my Facebook account.
Okay. Thank you. That's...
Thank you so much, Ronald.
Pakinggan ang iba pang mga tampok na kwento sa inyong wika. Bisitahin ang sbs.com.au/Filipino.
sbs.com.au.